following is a KVON sports presentation.
It's high school basketball from Napa, California. It's the big game. Napa High against Vintage. The crosstown rivals meet at the Crusher Gymnasium on the campus of Vintage High. Welcome in to local high school basketball. Good evening, everyone, and welcome into another sports presentation. I'm Ira C. Smith, and the broadcast is sent your way with the good wishes of our Napa Valley sports boosters. Joining us tonight on the broadcast, Jake Grant. In fact, in the second half of the JV contest, you'll have a chance to hear a little bit of his play-by-play. Dino Alessio will be along to help us with the statistics. And Charles Kennedy, not only is the engineer back at the studio, he's the guy that makes it possible to have the games taped, and you can hear them on the KVON.com website. So we'll be set for two games tonight. It's the junior varsity and then the varsity action. We refer to it as the little big game as far as the JVs. And then, of course, there is the varsity action. The two teams are just getting set. The Napa team is out on the court now. Vintage was out earlier and took some shoot-arounds, and they've gone back into the dressing room. But Jake Grant, good night for basketball. Let's play two.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be a lot of fun. I haven't gotten to do a doubleheader yet this season. I unfortunately was sick for one of them, so I wasn't able to get out here. But it should be fun. Hopefully the pipes are rested, and it'll be good. Hopefully Dino brought a lot of pencils.
Yeah, he always does that. It's kind of interesting to look at the success that both of these two teams have had this season in the JV line. The Napa team, which is the visitors tonight, has a record of 16 wins and 5 losses. The Vintage team has a record of 12 wins and 9 losses. In league play, Napa is 6-2, and Vintage is 4-4. The Napa JVs on their roster are 7 sophomores and 6 freshmen. And on the Vintage JV roster, there are 11 sophomores and 3 freshmen on their roster. When these two teams last played, it was on January the 26th. And in that one, Napa was the winner by 2 points in the contest, I think. Well, anyway, I'll pull up that score as we go through tonight's action. The Vintage Crushers, we mentioned, will be the home team in the game, and tomorrow night Napa will be the home team for the girls' big game in Napa and Vintage matchup. So always an exciting time. Brad Swim is the head coach for the Napa JVs, and Ben Goodman is the head coach for the Vintage Crushers. And we'll be back and hear from those two coaches in a few moments as we get set for tonight's opening tip-off. Well, let's find out a little more about these teams matched up in tonight's JV action. First of all, for the hosts, the Vintage Crushers of Napa, with a 12-9 overall record and a 4-4 record in the MEL, and Ben Goodman is their coach.
Ben, how has the season gone for you and the team?
Overall, it's been a great, good season. The kids are really learning a lot, coming along with doing the things that we all want them to do. We lost a few tough games, but that's part of learning on the JV level, and overall, like I said, they're doing well, and I'm pretty happy with them.
That's what you want to do, is get them prepared for varsity next year.
Exactly. Learn how to win and learn how to lose and learn how to handle different game situations and just be good teammates and hopefully continue forward in their varsity career.
It seems that you have progressed from the start of the season.
Yes, we have progressed. We're scoring a lot more points than we had anticipated, playing some better defense and just doing all the things. And like I said, you always want to hope that your team plays its best basketball towards the end of the season. That's what we're doing right now.
What has it been like for you as the coach of this team?
It's been kind of a blessing in a way. I wasn't sure what I was going to get into when I came back and decided to coach again, and to get a great group of kids has been really nice, and it's been kind of fun and rewarding, and that's the reason you're a coach.
Your coaching doesn't stop with basketball.
No, I actually do girls varsity golf and thinking about doing JV baseball, helping out. So I've been pretty busy this year, but it's good to be around the kids and keep myself busy.
Yep, and that's the way it goes, and he certainly does keep busy. Ben Goodman, the coach of the Vintage JV Crushers. Now for Napa High, Brad Swims, back as the JV coach. Brad used to play for the Napa High Indians and has help from a guy named Andy Vieira, who last year was the head JV coach. And last year, Vintage had Mike Quinn as their head coach for the JVs. Last year, the JVs for Napa finished with 16 wins and 11 losses. Napa comes in tonight with a 16 win and 5 loss record, and they still have a game to go after tonight's contest. So let's find out a little bit about the Napa JV program from Brad Swim.
Well, Brad, tell us about the team this year. You've been working with JVs, you work with varsity, so you got a pretty good idea of what the high school talent's like.
Yeah, this group's just a really fun group of guys. We have about 3 freshmen on our group that have been playing a lot of substantial minutes. This age is just such an interesting age to be with. They have a joy to play. It's just a lot of fun.
You actually have 6 freshmen on that team.
6 freshmen. So we have 3 that we pulled up after the freshman season ended, just to kind of get them acclimated with what we're doing, and get them ready maybe for next year. And then 3 that that we play on a regular basis that have been with us since.
How's your overall season been?
Pretty successful. You know, it's funny because at the JV level, I always look at it as how are we progressing to get these guys ready for varsity. To me, the winning is important because you want to teach those habits and you want them to feel that what it feels like to win and get that sort of ingrained in what their psyche is. So the winning has been nice. I think we're 15-5 at this point, and what are we in league? We've lost 2 in league, so whatever that kind of math.
Yeah, that's 6-2.
You can see where I'm at with the record stuff. We always tend to focus more on the skills and the progress, and really trying to get these guys ready for Coach Cook next year.
And the new league.
That's funny because we talked about that earlier in the year, where you always want to try and set a tempo as a JV team so that when you go into the senior year or when you go into your varsity league, you kind of have a little bit of one-upmanship against all the guys that you just played against the league. Well, that all changes now when you switch leagues and you lose all the teams except for Vintage, really.
Well, those are the comments from Brad Swim. Certainly he's had success both as a player and as a coach. And Jake, you know, having attended Napa High School, that there's very little like coming and playing in a big game.
You know, it's I never got to play in one, but, you know, from a fan's perspective, there's nothing more important. You know, it's a lot like the upcoming Raider-Niner game, you know. It's more bragging rights than it is standings. It sounds like tonight's game actually does have an impact, because from Vintage, what Vintage's head coach was saying was that if Napa won tonight, they almost could, you know, mess up Vintage's season a little bit. So it carries some weight, especially with them being in the same league.
Well, they'll be in different league from the MEL next year. They'll both be in the Wine Valley League, and so that's going to be interesting to find out how that new program works out, with Justin Siena, member of the league, American Canyon in the league, Sonoma Valley in that new league, Petaluma High School, and Casa Grande High School from Petaluma are also in the makeup of that new league that starts play next fall. And believe it or not, the first football game will come around on August the 17th. That sounds very early, but that is going to be the start of high school football for this next fall. In fact, that's still part of the summertime. So we'll be getting set for tonight's action as the two teams are completing their warm-ups. And just a reminder that this is just the first of a basketball doubleheader broadcast, with the varsity action coming up. The big game, this one here, as we allude to, is the little big game. Last year, Vintage won both of the games, and they were both close games. winning 46-42 by 4 points. And then Vintage won 35-32 by 3 points. And those games so tight that they could have gone either way. But it was Vintage coming through with both wins. Napa won the first meeting of the two teams this year. So we'll find out what's going to happen as far as the upcoming JV contest in just a few moments. And we'll be back at the Crusher Gymnasium as we continue our countdown to tip-off. Oh, welcome back in to the Crusher Gymnasium as we're just about set for tonight's opening tip-off. The officials are here. We have Victor Horton and Eric Adams as the two officials assigned to tonight's game, and we're going to be broadcasting both games. When these two JV teams played on January the 26th, it was Napa winning by 2 points, 48-46 was the final score in that one. And we're just about ready for the little big game. We'll have the introductions. And we're going to have both pep bands are going to be here tonight. The Napa High pep band and the Vintage pep band will both be performing. And we're going to have the starting lineups to be introduced. First of all, for Napa High, and we want to wait before we start giving you the starting lineups to see if they are going to have the playing of the national anthem. As I say, we do have the pep bands making an appearance tonight, but the Vintage pep band is not here yet. The Napa pep band has arrived on the scene. And let me give you the starters for Napa High. Will Marzay, who is a sophomore, along with Brayton Greenlee, just a freshman, but happens to be the team's leading scorer, an outstanding athlete. Another starter is Logan Van Zandt, a sophomore. And when you hear the name Van Zandt, you know that comes from good basketball, good athletic territory. Also starting, Jack Hunter, a sophomore. And the guy they call Big Jack, it's Jack Gagier. And Gagier is averaging around 7 points per game. So those are the starters for the Napa High Indians, coached by Brad Swim. The starters for the Vintage Crushers will be Josh Coe, who is a 5'8 sophomore, Luke Williams, a 6'1 sophomore, Josh McCormick, a 6'1 freshman, Everett Mitchell, a 6'3 freshman, and Logan Nothman, a 6-foot freshman. So three freshmen get the start for Ben Goodman's Vintage JV Crushers, and they're being introduced right now. As they are introduced, they come to center court, shake hands with Brad Swim, the coach for Napa High. Napa with 7 sophomores and 6 freshmen on the JV squad. Vintage with 11 sophomores and 3 freshmen. And taking a look down the line here, we're seeing that there may not be a national anthem before we get underway. For Napa, Greenlee, Marzay, Van Zandt, Hunter, and Gagier getting the start. For Vintage, Coe, Williams, McCormick, Mitchell, and Northman getting the start. Napa will be in their navy blue uniforms with the white trim and the white around each stripes on the basketball hand, while Vintage will be in their home white with the burgundy numerals trimmed in gold. Vinny's going to our right and Napa to our left, and we're set. We're underway in the little big game. Napa controls the tip now as they bring it left side as Marzay gets it into the corner, comes back out to the top of the key to Hunter. Back over there, a shot up by Hunter is no good. Rebounded by Vintage, and here come the Crushers. Quickly into the forecourt comes Luke Williams. He drives for the basket. He pulls back out now as the defense was threatening them there, and there's a three-point attempt up and good as he got the pass over to the freshman, Logan Nothman, and Nothman was able to sink the 3-point. The ball is deflected at midcourt, and the Napa gets it back as Greenlee drives in, pulls up, 16-footer. Swish, he got it. So Brandon Greenlee, a freshman, scores for Napa. We have two freshmen, one for each team, getting the first baskets in the game as we're just completing the first minute of play. There's Coe from the right side firing a three. It rims, no good. Rebound, Napa high as they bring it out there. They have, Napa has put Van Zant down. Gets set. Under the basket, comes back now. Van Zant goes towards the right-hand corner. The pass comes to the left side, however, over to Gagir. Now he gets it over to Marze. Underneath, a shot up, rolling off, no good. It came very close. Great effort by Van Zant, but just missed the shot. Here's Coe driving into the forecourt for the Crushers. There's a three-point attempt by Williams. It's good. Luke Williams buries the three. And the Crushers are 2-for-2 from three-point range, and they lead it 6-2 early in this JV action. Crushers use full-court pressure, double-teaming the player with the ball. But Greenlee drives in, goes up, and he was fouled. He missed the shot. Some of the Crusher fans are trying to indicate there was a travel. Going to be a two-shot situation for Raiden Greenlee. Averages 15.4 per game, and he scores the first free throw. So he has scored 3 points. Vintage has scored 6 points. Next free throw. Off the front rim, no good. Battle for the rebound, and it's still battled for and taken by the Crushers. A fast break down to Coe, and it's, well, he got the ball, but he's not going to be able to drive for the basket as Napa got back very quickly on defense, firing from the right side and hitting a deep two is another freshman, Everett Mitchell. Mitchell draining a two from the right corner. They're double-teaming the Crusher, double-team the Napa Indians, but they release the ball and able to get it into the left-hand corner. Comes back over now to Marze. Marze spreads the offense, shifting it around now. Greenlee comes back over now. Hunter, as they work it around the perimeter, as the Marze started to bring it back out to Greenlee. He's going to fire a three. It rims, no good. However, the rebound stays with Napa as Van Zant went up and got the offensive board. Back to Greenlee, drives in, goes up, shoots, no good. Rebound, and there is a jump ball called as Jack Gagir was trying to go up with it, and the Vintage defense collapsed around him and able to tie up the basketball. And so on alternate possession, Vintage gets the ball. Vintage with an 8-3 lead early here in this first quarter of play with 5 minutes to go. Coming down the right side, Nothman with the ball. Wild pass, but it gets out of bounds. Well, there's an early turnover, and we welcome Dino Alessio now. He hustles from one job to another job, and he was able to get here at the opening tip-off anyway. Here's Greenlee for Napa in the forecourt, passing it back over now to Marze. And back to Greenlee, drives in, goes up, and this shot is partially blocked, and Nothman comes away with the ball. Nothman, the freshman, lobs one underneath. Mitchell Coe tries a three. Kaboom! How about that? Josh Coe hits a three, and Vintage is 3-for-3 in three-pointers, and Napa is going to take just a short timeout. So, Dino, welcome to Crusher Gym.
Thank you. What I'm noticing so far is that Vintage has been doing a terrific job on rebounding. They've out-rebounded the Indians 5-1 so far. And, of course, Vintage has been very sharp with 3 three-pointers in the early going. In fact, I don't believe I've seen the Crushers miss a field goal attempt yet.
Well, we'll find out how long that can continue. That is just outstanding shooting by the Crushers, and they lead it 11-3. 4.5 minutes to go, and we're in the first quarter of play. In the backcourt, Marze gets it in the forecourt. Over to Greenlee. Back out it comes to Hunter. Tries the three. It rims and goes over the backboard. Out of bounds to the Crushers. The only freshman on, well, he had before they brought some up. Well, we'll check that here in a moment. The meantime, play resumed. As into the forecourt Walking the ball on the high dribble is Nothman. Drives to the baseline. He tries a shot and is partially blocked from behind on a good defensive move by Logan Van Zant. And Napa gets the ball to Greenlee. Drives in. Pull-up jumper. Swish. And Greenlee just has scored all five of his team's points. Here's Coe in the forecourt for Vintage. Over to Nothman. They try to go low post right side, but Napa reacts to it, and so they pull the ball back out to Nothman. Nothman brings it out to Coe. He's between circles now, working against the Napa defense that so far is a man-to-man alignment. Coe looks at a long one, doesn't shoot it, puts it underneath. The shot up by Mitchell is no good. Rebounded by Napa. Here they come. Greenlee slows it down a little bit as he brings it into the forecourt. They try to get a bounce pass in the middle. It's intercepted by Luke Williams, and here come the Crushers, leading it 11-5, and they have the ball. And they try to pass under here to Mitchell, and it was too high, kind of a lob, and it hit the rim. That was not a shot. It was a pass. Greenlee coming down the other way. Tries a three. No good. Rebound. Get by Napa. Back to Greenlee. Pull-up jump shot is good. Greenlee now with all seven of Napa's points. They're trailing 11-7. Walking the ball in the forecourt is Logan Nothman. Used up the dribble. Finds Mitchell on the angle, right side, quarter court. Back to Nothman. He fires a three. Kaboom! He got it. Nothman gets his second three-point field goal in the first quarter, and Vintage is, I think, 4-for-4 in three-point accuracy. And there is another steal by Williams. Luke, forecourt. It gets a pass over, driving in, going up, scoring is Josh McCormick, another freshman. Wow, the freshman doing a heck of a job here on the both ends of the court. Vintage is double-teaming the player with the ball, and Coe nearly stole the ball, but Napa retrieves it. They get it over to Van Zandt, who laid it in. Logan gets his first basket in the ball game on a nice pass from Gagier. Vintage brings the ball in the forecourt, up by 7, 16-9. Cross-court pass comes right side. There is the three-pointer. Boom, another three-pointer as Josh McCormick buries one. Wow, Vintage has had five three-pointers in the first quarter with a minute and a half to go. There's a three-pointer by Napa up. No good by Hunter. Rebounded by Napa. In the lane, getting it back out to Greenlee, drives into the lane, 10-foot pull-up jumper is short, and it's rebounded by Josh Coe for the Vintage Crushers. Here he comes, attacking to the top of the key, now passing over to Nothman. Nothman has used up the dribble, gets it over in the right-hand corner to Mitchell. He'll fire from the baseline. He hits a deep two. Well, I'll tell you, Vintage has come out smoking here.
They're 8 out of 11 on field goal tries, so they've made all their three-pointers so far.
Driving all the way is Van Zandt. What a solo play. Nobody checked off the ball, and it was Logan Van Zandt taking advantage of it, going all the way for the layup. As we have Nothman in the forecourt, 21-11. He tries a three. It's no good, but he was fouled by Van Zandt, and that's going to be the first foul of the ball game. But it's a three free throw attempt opportunity for the Crushers as Logan Nothman, well, he's a freshman. You will see him on the varsity next year. I would be very surprised if, as a sophomore, he is not on the varsity. He makes the first free throw. This first quarter has just been outstanding for Logan. Back at the line, his free throw. Good, that's 2 out of 2. See if he can get the third one to go. Mitchell comes out of the lineup for the Crushers. David Baum is in. Napa brings Lucas Brandon, the freshman, into the lineup. And back to the free throw line for his third attempt is Nothman. And he missed that one, but he gets his rebound, passes underneath the basket, up and just missed the shot. Was Van Maren, who had just come into the lineup. 30 seconds to go. As driving in, going up, shooting, and just missing was Marzay. Rebounded by the Crushers, coming down. They bring it out on the right wing. There's a three-point attempt up, rimming. No good by Van Maren. So they have missed their first three-point attempt. Van Maren, who'd been out of the lineup a bit with the flu or been bothered somewhat, got back in there, and Napa with the ball brings it down left side, going up. Shot is blocked in there by David Bound, and that is the end of what has been a tremendous first quarter, particularly for the Vintage Crushers. At the end of one, it is the Vintage JV's 23, Napa 11. Well, what a start for the homestanding Crushers. Dino, how did they look?
Well, they made 8 out of 14 in that first quarter, including 5 out of 7 from three-point land, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Napa was 5 out of 18 from the floor, 0 for 3 from three-point range, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Turnovers 3 for Napa, just 1 for Vintage in that first quarter.
As play resumes, we start the second quarter with Napa getting the ball at midcourt. Get the bounce pass over to Greenlee, fires a 3, it rims, no good. Rebound taken out by the Crushers. Getting the ball is Van Maren. Passes over on the left side as they get the ball in the forecourt to Northman. He spreads the offense now as Napa has stayed in their man-to-man defense. Gets the pass over to McCormick. There's a shot out. Who got that one?
McCormick.
McCormick, who just got the ball, gets his 7th point in the game. Josh is a freshman. Wow, and Northman's a freshman, and Mitchell is a freshman for Vintage. Things look good, and there is a three-point attempt up. Spins out, no good by Laberte, but it came close, but Laberte missed by just a bit. Northman, oh, a good pass underneath, and a foul is called as that pass just threaded the needle to Ethan Hammerlin, and the foul by Marze, and that will put Hammerlin at the free throw line for the Crushers, and his first free throw rolls around and then nestles in. Ethan is one of 11 sophomores on this JV team, but the three freshmen just really getting a great start for the Crushers. Back into the lineup is Josh Coe for the Crushers. Back at the free throw line is Hammerling, and he misses that one. But the Crushers get an offensive rebound, and back up with it is Justin Maren, and it goes in. So Maren gets the basket. Napa now needing a basket as they come down trailing 28-11. Greenlee drives in, goes up, scores, and one. Greenlee getting a chance for a three-point play. The foul goes against Van Maren. And Greenlee had 7 first quarter points, 7 of their 11. Logan Van Zandt had the other 4. And he now has 9 points. And he missed the free throw. So he's 1 for 3 at the foul line. And Vintage gets the rebound as they bring it quickly in the forecourt to Coe. Coe nearly pulled that pivot foot. Back out over to Coe. Fires a 3. Rims no good. Rebound, Van Maren goes for it. He gets it, he drops the ball, scrambles for it. Napa comes away with it this time. In the backcourt, Napa slings a long football pass into the forecourt to Greenlee. He has it well out, being defensed out there by Ethan Hammerlin. Coming over to the top of the key now with the pass to Laberte. Over to the right side, was that Van Zandt getting that one?
That was Logan Van Zandt, yeah.
Yeah, Logan Van Zandt getting his 3rd field goal of the game. That makes it 28-15. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. There's a 3-point attempt. That's an air ball by Josh McCormick, rebounded by Napa. Coming into the forecourt, taking it over the right side to Laberte. Now giving it to the baseline to Van Zandt. He can't get to the basket, so back out to Greenlee, who drives around the defender and goes for the shot, but has it deflected off of him, and it'll go over to Vintage. Good defensive play there as they cut off the drive by Braden Greenlee. Greenlee is a freshman who averages 15.4 per game. and has already come up with 9 points in this game. And Logan Nothman for Vintage had 8 points in the first quarter for the Crushers.
Well, on that last offensive possession, Greenlee drove in, and he almost tried to pull the same play that he got a foul call on earlier, where he drives in, throws himself into the defender, and then goes for the layup. And last time, the referee called it as a and one, and this time, the referee didn't say a thing. So, I think he understood his mistake.
So, it'll be Crushers in the backcourt with the tandem of Ethan Hammerlin and Logan Nothman bringing the ball. And a pull-up jump shot is good by Luke Williams. And play resumes now as the Crushers with the ball. And Luke Williams that got that last basket for Napa. And the Crushers get the ball right back as they work it around to the right side of the lane. Now driving in toward the lane is Hammerlin. Gets it over for a three-point attempt up. No good. Rebound is put back up. Good by Nothman. And he's in double figures now already. And it's a 32-15 score. Greenlee, forecourt for Napa. Taking it over to the right side as they're working it around. Getting it Greenlee to the right. Tries to get a pick there so he can roll off the pick on a high pick and roll. And this pass is over to Marzay, who tried a shot. It was partially blocked, but Napa keeps possession of the ball. Nearly lost it there. As there's Coe diving for the ball, and Napa retains it. And there the shot clock goes off, so it'll be a shot clock violation against Napa.
That's six turnovers against Napa so far, just two against the Crushers.
Well, I'll tell you, the Crushers have been very aggressive, and that is the reason that turnover occurred there, just really hustling for the ball. Napa scored 4 points in this quarter. Vintage has scored 9. There, Napa makes a little block shot, block of a shot, and Napa gets the ball right back now. Greenlee brings it to forecourt, takes it to the top of the key as Napa has brought into the game Isaiah Newton. They look to Newton. He goes to the right of the key. Now cuts into the key. They get the pass to him. He tries to go up for the shot. The ball is deflected away, and it is thrown out of bounds by Napa.
You could tell he was a quarterback on that one.
That's right. He fired the ball, and it went sailing into the crowd past midcourt. Napa back on defense. They've been doing a pretty good job getting back on defense, but Vintage has just been so red hot from the field, getting the ball deflected away but retrieving it. There's a shot from the left side, hits the front of the rim, no good by Luke Williams, rebounded by Napa to Van Zandt in the forecourt, back out to Newton as he passes over, working the figure eight now on a little bit of a weave. Goes to the right side now to Gaguerre. Gets it over to Greenlee, drives in, goes up, shoots, and he just missed. His are just falling off the rim. Rebounded by the Crushers. Here they come. Coe on a fast break. Pulls up, fires a three, and hits it. Well, they haven't cooled off that much as Josh Coe hits his second three-point basket. And it's a 20-point lead. There's a defensive play as Coe reaches in and punches the ball away, but he's going to be called for the foul. A little reach-in foul, but he made contact with the ball and punched it away. That would have been okay in soccer.
It was a smart defensive play. I like that. I don't know if he needs to change anything on that one.
Chrysler's being very active here. Tony Gonzalez, a sophomore, comes into the lineup, replacing Jack Gaguerre. And it'll be Napa's ball on the sideline. And it's Newton ready to inbound the ball. Gets it into Greenlee, back to Newton. Greenlee will probably be on the varsity next year. He is that good, both as a shooter and a ball handler. And his defense has been good as well. He has the ball right now, just over 2.5 minutes to go until halftime. 35-15, Vintage in lead. A shot from the right corner spins out as Jack Hunter looked like he had made it. There's a long pass down to Coe, deflected by Logan Van Zandt, out of bounds of the Crushers. That's a good defensive play there, stopping a fast break by Van Zandt. Mitchell comes out of the lineup, and Dylan Daniel goes in. Coe comes out of the lineup, and Joseph Russo comes in his place. Vintage with the ball. They get the pass in. There's a shot up, no good by Dylan. And he had just come into the game, Daniel. And a foul is going to be called against the Crushers. And
it was on Dylan Daniel.
There you go. So he picked up his first foul. Crushers get back on defense as Napa brings it forecourt. Newton drives the baseline. His shot is blocked, and here come the Crushers as they get the rebound. And it's taken away by Greenlee. It's 1-on-3, now 2-on-3. But he's going to go anyway, and he scores. Oh, not to be denied. Braden Greenlee now with 11 in the game, 35-17. Just over a minute and a half to go here in the first half. There's a lob pass going baseline. It was a little high and deflected. Daniel gets the ball. Back out, it comes to the top of the key to Russo. Working it over now to Nothman. Nothman spreads the offense, fakes left, starts to drive, now comes back to the left side. Double team there. Gets his pass over to Williams, tries a three, no good. Greenlee for Napa, rebounds, looks down the court, brings it forecourt, drives the lane, goes up, shoots, and missed another one, just rolled off. He's had so many of those rolled off. Rebound, Vintage, fast break, Nothman goes in, goes up, and he tried a reverse layup, just using a bit of English on the ball, but it was no good, and Napa quickly, after the rebound, brings it into the forecourt where Greenlee tries a three. No good. Newton with the Napa rebound. They'll set it up again. Over to Greenlee. Greenlee passes to Newton, top of the key. Over in the right corner, Van Zandt fired from there. Goes for his rebound. Deflects it underneath the basket. A shot up under the basket by Tony Gonzalez. No good. And
they called a travel on Van Zandt.
Van Zandt called for the travel, so Vintage will get the ball back. 40 seconds remain in the second quarter of the game. Vintage has Nothman and Russo in the backcourt. They have Daniil along with Hemmerling and Williams in the front court now. As the pass goes over to Hemmerling now. To Daniil. Comes back out between circles now. As we have 12 seconds to go until halftime. Hemmerling, or rather we should say Nothman, goes up for the shot. It's no good. And Newton rebounds for Napa. They've got time. Brings it down. 2 seconds to go, and he lost possession of the ball with 0.7 seconds. Well, he had some time, but when he lost the ball, a couple seconds remained, and then the ball went out of bounds. Josh McCormick comes in for the last 0.7 seconds, replacing Russo. Well, the Crushers, if they get a shot away, it's going to have to be a quick one. There, the ball is tossed into the midcourt or front court, and they can't get it controlled enough to get a shot away before the 7 seconds have expired. So that is the end of the first half. The Crushers had such a tremendous first quarter. They cooled down a bit and scored 12 points in the second quarter. But their defense did a job, holding Napa to just 6 points on three field goals there in the second quarter. And our halftime score is the Vintage Crushers of Napa 35 and the Napa High Indians 17. Now, welcome back at halftime for the little big game for the boys. Tomorrow night it'll be for the girls. It is 35-17, Vintage ahead of Napa in the JV contest. And we have HH with us. No, not Hubert Humphrey, but it's Hannah Housley. And now we know what work you do when it comes time for the homecoming game. But with the fires this year, that kind of disrupted that routine.
Yeah, we ended up putting homecoming and big game together, and it was our Crusher Strong week, and it truly felt Crusher Strong. Getting all of us together, getting that W and the bell back was really nice. But the biggest part was just having this big community feeling and gathering together and working together. So that part made it really nice.
And that big game was in reference to the football, which is one of the big games. When these two schools meet, why, just about anything can happen, as was evident in that first quarter of this JV game, the way that the Crusaders were putting the ball in the hoop.
It's been great. I think those boys are feeling a little bit of time of redemption from the last time they played these guys. So it's been really fun to see a lot of shots getting in that basket, and that's exactly what we need to do.
Student activities do not end with the advent of homecoming in the big game. So what else happens during the course of the season for you and your crew?
We really try to support all of our vintage community groups, all of our athletics with big games. So we don't just have one big game in football. We have big games for all of our athletics. And so we're wrapping up our second week of big game week in winter athletics. And spring has begun, so we'll prep for those. The biggest thing we're doing right now is we're working together with our community ambassadors and many of our other students and doing a week called walking in someone else's shoes, just building on teaching these kids about empathy and compassion. So we've had a lot of fun hearing about students and staff. Today we did some video recordings or audio recordings of us staff. If you were to walk a mile in our shoes, you would know this. And so we're gonna basically have all of our students and our staff add to that. We're gonna have an audio library so that everyone can hear about different students on our campus, different faculty on our campus, and things that they don't know about them, other than just, this is a basketball player, this is a cheerleader, this is a band member. So it's been really fun to see everyone talk about who they are and that all of our students can see that.
Well, I think that's a great idea too, because some of these students are so talented and they have such an interesting background, and yet they're just still teenagers.
That's right, and that you can really see that it's more than that they're more than who you see walking across campus or sitting next to them in a classroom, that they get to learn a little bit more about them and connect with them.
And who's in charge of this program as it relates to the school?
So we, Sarah O'Connor, myself, Ted Ward, and peer support, community ambassadors, student government, and any other students who are interested in being a part of it. Our digital media has been creating videos at our rallies that help see some of our students walking in their shoes and what it looks like. So it's been a real team effort. I love how many of us are involved into it, that it's not just about what student government does and organizes, that it's what we're doing all together.
Are there many other activities that you will be involved in as it relates to the students?
We just did our turnabout dance, and prom will come up in April. May is like our big week of, we'll do a Plaza Vintage, building on our vintage school culture, and then it'll be scholarship assembly, club day, AP testing. It's hard to believe it's that close.
One last thing, before we let you get away, we're always privileged to have the opportunity to chat with you. And we remember when we had a guy named Adam Housley that was working with us on some of our broadcasts. So tell us about Adam these days.
Adam is working for Fox National News, and he is based in L.A. He's been doing a lot of different stories around the West Coast area. He's also working with his wife, Tamara Morey Housley.
No, there's a pretty big name, too.
There is. They've been working together on a project that's going to be a little bit closer to home. We'll hear a little bit more about it. So keep your ears out for that.
Well, that's interesting. What's the name of that TV show that his wife is on?
She's on a talk show called The Real on Fox.
That's on weekdays, when, around noon?
About 11 o'clock here every day, Monday through Friday, yes. Super fun.
Yeah. They have a couple kids, too. That keeps them busy.
They do. They have toddlers, so my kids are having a great time being big cousins and babysitting them. So, yeah, they've got a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old, so they are very busy.
Well, our best to Eric, and thank you very much, Hannah. Always nice to get updated on what's happening at Vinnie's, because it seems like there's always so much good that's coming out of the student activities program.
I appreciate that. We're happy to be here. Thanks for including me. Have a good one.
That was Hannah Housley. And let's go to Dino Alessio now and take a look at those first half stats.
So for the visitors, the Napa Indians, they ended up making 8 out of 31 from the floor. That included 0 for 6 from three-point land, and they were 1 of 3 from the free throw line. The Vintage Crushers were 13 for 28, almost 50% in that first half. They were 6 or 12 from 3, that's 50%, and they were 3 of 5 from the free throw line. The turnovers, 9 for the Napa Indians, just 4 for the Vintage Crusher boys JV, and the rebounding favors the Vintage boys by 19 to 16.
Okay, well, the individual scoring, Logan Nothman, who started out hitting those first 2 3-pointers that he fired, wound up with 10 points in the first half. Josh McCormick had 7 points. Everett Mitchell had 4 points. And what else they have in common? All 3 are freshmen on this JV team. Josh Coe, a sophomore, hit 2 3-pointers for 6 points. And for Napa High, it was mostly Braden Greenlee, a freshman, with 11 points. Logan Van Zandt had 6 points, and that was it. Just those two players scored in the first half. Now you're in for a treat, because joining us, Jake Grant, and he's going to do some play-by-play. So he's just new, just starting with us, and so bear with him as he is set to describe the action as we begin the second half with Jake Grant.
Vintage is inbounding with Logan Nothman bringing up to the top of the three. He's over to McCormick. McCormick bringing it around. He drives in. He's up with the jumper, and it's in. Van Zandt inbounds it to Marseille. Marseille back to Van Zandt. Marseille bringing it over half-court line. Back to Greenlee. Greenlee back over to Marseille in the left wing. Over to Hunter. Hunter shoots a three, and it rims out. Rebound by Everett Mitchell. Brought back up by McCormick. McCormick at the top of the arc. Passes it over to Coe. Coe loses it. Foul called. Foul called on number 11, Will Marseille. It's his first personal. Inbounding the ball is Logan Nothman. Fakes it to Coe, up to McCormick. Back to Nothman. Back to McCormick, top of the arc, shoots, and it rims out. Marseille bringing it up the right side. Kicks it up to Hunter. Hunter in the right corner. Back to Marseille. Drops it in for Van Zandt, and it's in. Nothman bringing it up. Up over the midcourt. Kicks it to McCormick. McCormick over to Nothman. Nothman shoots from top, and it rims out. It's rebounded by Jagir. Jagir over to Marseille, bringing it up the right side. And a football-style tackle in the right end makes Vintage lose possession. Foul called on Van Zandt with Coe inbounding it. They're getting set now. Ball over to Coe. Coe to Nothman. Nothman launches it over to McCormick. McCormick loses it. Napa gets it back. Napa driving in. Van Zandt blocked from behind. Foul called on Josh Coe. Van Zandt gets 2 shots. Setting up now in the free throw. Van Zandt at the charity stripe. He gets the ball. Sets it up. It's up, and it's good. Ball back to the ref now. Van Zandt's back at the charity stripe for his second shot. He readies. Goes into motion. And it's out, rims out. Notman over to McCormick. McCormick bringing up the left wing. Drives in, tries to go for the layup, and it's out of bounds. Vit Napa ball. 6:19 left in the third quarter, with Vintage leading Napa 37-20. Greenlee goes out with number 14, Joe Liberté, back in. Co driving in, kicks it over to McCormick. McCormick with the deep three, and it rims. Everett Mitchell back with the ball. Pass it over to McCormick. McCormick and Noffin move the weave. Noffin drives in, and it's blocked. He gets two shots for the shooting foul called on Van Zandt. Noffin at the line, collects the ball. Readies, goes into motion, shoots, and it's good. Scores 38-20 now with 6 minutes and 4 seconds left. We have Greenlee and Brandon subbing in for Van Zandt and Liberté. Noffin ready for a second, up, and it's good. Brandon passes it over to Marseille. Marseille back over to Greenlee across the half court line. Marseille driving up into the key, goes up for the layup, and it's good. He had some heavy competition for that one as he was in the lane with four other Vintage defenders. Williams with the ball, over to Noffman. Noffman loses it, collects it back. He's surrounded, over to Coe. Coe shoots for the three, and it hits the flange. Greenlee with the ball, bringing it up past the half-court line. Sitting at the top of the crease, waiting for the team to get into motion. Hunter with it over on the left corner now. Marseille works it around with the weave. Back to Hunter. Hunter shoots the three, and it's rimmed. Coe bringing it back up, changing possession. Coe across half-court, drives it in, looks for a partner, passes it to Noffman. Noffman into Luke in the center. Up, and it's missed. Air ball. Marseille bringing it up for the Napa possession. Passes it over to Greenlee at the top. Drives in and shoots a jumper. Back out to Hunter. Marseille drives in, jumps, shoots, and good. Score now 24-39, Vintage lead, with 4 minutes and 47 seconds left, with a timeout called, a full timeout called by Vintage.
So we'll be back in a moment with the score. Vintage Treasures 39 and the Napa High Indians 24. Well, our thanks there, Jake Grant, doing a fine job there as we get the second half underway. Here in the third quarter, it's 39-24. Vintage has the lead, and they have the basketball in the backcourt. Coe is having a little trouble getting the inbounds pass, finally does so. Now it comes over to the right side as they take it in the corner to Mitchell. He'll fire from there. No good. Napa on the rebound. They get it out to Marseille. Marseille in the forecourt to Greenlee. Greenlee cut off as he goes quarter court right side, and he's thinking of shooting, but does not shoot. Gets the ball instead to Gaguerre over in the left side now as they work it from the right to the left side to Marseille. Marseille is just beyond the three-point arc behind the circle. Over to Greenlee, fires a long three, no good. Rebound, Coe can't hold it off of him, out of bounds, and Coe got hurt on that play. He went down on the court hard. Ooh, he is limping a bit as he comes up. Still limping there as he is getting set on defense. He's okay, guarding Marseille. Yeah. He's still in there, but he's limping noticeably. Greenlee with the ball, Napa High trying to cut away at that deficit. Little half hook shot from in the lane was no good by Brandon, and the ball is deflected. Vintage has it down to the right-hand corner. A pull-up jump shot is no good by Noffman. Rebounded by Napa, fast break, coming down, going up, shooting and scoring off of the fast break for Napa was Jack Hunter. His first basket. Coe, baseline, underneath to Mitchell, up and good. Coe gets the assist, and Mitchell gets the field goal. For Mitchell, that's his third field goal in the game. With 3:15 to play in the third, there is a ball deflected at midcourt. It'll be out of bounds to Vintage, leading in the game 41-26 at midcourt. Inbounds pass from Hammerling goes to Logan Nothman. Now they go to another freshman, McCormick, who gets the ball into another freshman, Mitchell, who puts it up, misses, and the rebound comes out of there to Lucas Brandon. He is a freshman for Napa. DeMarzay over in the right corner now, spreading it around, going around the perimeter. Marzay looks at a three, doesn't take it, passes over to the right side. A pull-up jump shot is partially blocked, attempted by Lucas Brandon, rebounded by the Crushers. Nothman had a quick pass, trying to get a blind sight on the defense, but the defense got alert, made the interception, but Nothman got it right back as Napa tried a full court pass. 2.5 minutes to go here in the third. Vintage by 15. And they have the ball with McCormick, top the key, faking. Now driving in. Ball's deflected away. He goes for it, dived for it. And they're going to see if it's a foul. And that's going to be the case. It's going to be a foul against Napa. Let's see, that or was that on...
There's no 23 on Napa's roster.
No, I know. So they're calling the official over now to get a explanation here against who that was called. He's surveying the players now. And we have a new timer at the scorer's bench. Billy Smith has come in. Had Cam Neal was there for the first half of the game. Billy has worked the clock many times.
Yeah, I'm just enjoying the game here. I enjoy doing the scoreboard for and relieving Cam of his duties. So it's a fun time.
All right, it's Vintage's ball now as they charge the foul to Hunter. Jack Hunter's charged with the foul. Vintage gets the pass out to McCormick. McCormick tries to drive in. He's got a little daylight. Goes up, shoot, no good. Rebound is taken out by Newton for Napa High. Looks down court, brings it down court. On the dribble, takes it toward the corner. Comes back out to Marzay. As he drives the right of the key, can't get a shot away to Newton. Newton well out quarter court. Pivots around, brings it back. As Vintage stays in their man-to-man defense, it's a shifting man-to-man. As we'll follow it around. As the play goes in and up is Greenlee, he scores. Well, Greenlee gets his second field goal here, the second half. He's got 15 points in the game to lead all scorers. Vintage with the ball. There is a long three, rimming no good by McCormick. Rebounded, though, by the Crushers, Hammerling. Over now to Nothman. Nothman spreading the offense as he brings the ball on the high dribble between circles. He's being defensed now by a Braden Greenlee. Pass goes over in the right corner, open for a three-point attempt. Is Hammerling, missed the shot, gets the rebound. Over to McCormick as they're working it around again, looking for a good shot with a minute to go. We're in the third quarter, 41-28 the score. Vintage with the ball in the lead. They're trying to isolate now. And on the iso, driving in, going up, shooting. Oh, he just missed with Logan Nothman. Rebound, Newton. Here he comes for Napa. Newton in the forecourt. Nothman gets back now. Boy, he did a nice job on that isolation play. It goes to Marzay. Well out on the right side to Greenlee. Being guarded very tightly out there by Hammerling, doing a good job on him. Pass goes in the middle, turnaround jump is banked in by Jack Gear, his first basket of the game. Quickly, McCormick drives into the lane, kicks it over to Williams. Pull-up jumper from about 12 feet, no good. Rebound cleared out of there by Marzay. Will gets over to Greenlee, drives in, ball is partially deflected by Nothman. But Napa gets it back. 5 seconds to go in the quarter. Greenlee fires a long one, and it was partially blocked, and that'll end the quarter. Well, in that quarter, Vintage managed only 6 points in the quarter, while Napa came up with 13 points in that frame. So at the end of three, in the little big game, the JV contest, it is the Vintage Crushers of Napa, 41, and Napa High, 30. It's big game night at Vintage High School. Let's go to Dino Alessio on the JV shooting in that third quarter.
So Vintage was 0 for 6 on threes. They've cooled down quite a bit there. Napa was 6 of 14 for that quarter. Vintage just 2 for 17.
Well, we start the fourth quarter already as Napa gets the ball in the alternate position. Newton is going to try a long one and bank the three in. How about that for the quarterback, Isaiah Newton, a sophomore, gets his first basket of the game, and it's a three-pointer. Here comes Vintage on a fast break, driving down the right side, going up, Hammerling missed the shot. Napa with the rebound. They get it out to Greenlee. Here's Greenlee quickly in the forecourt. Back is Hammerling, defensing him, and going for the shot is Greenlee, and reaching in, committing the foul is Hammerling. Well, that was quite a duo there. First of all, it was Hammerling on the attack, and then it was Hammerling on the defense, and he was charged with the personal foul. It'll be a two-shot foul for Braden Greenlee. His first free throw is no good. Hit the flange, carry him back his way. He is 1 out of 4 at the free throw line tonight.
Hammerling was arguing that it was the same foul that they missed on him on the other end.
Free throw is no good, so Greenlee having... there's a steal by Napa, though. They get it back to Newton. He drives into the lane, and a bounce pass goes out Greenlee. He'll fire a three. That's no good. He's just having tough luck. He's all around. There is a foul underneath, and it's going to go against Napa High. That's going to go on Darren Roberts, who just had come into the game and picked up the personal foul. Roberts is a sophomore. Vintage with the ball. Full court pressure applied by Napa. Now they are really pressuring the player with the ball. It's a single-digit deficit for Napa. They've brought it down, which was 20 points. It's now down to 8 points. Vintage with the ball. Vintage made 5 three-point baskets in that first quarter. They have since cooled way down. There's a lob pass. It's too high, and Greenlee comes away with the ball for Napa High. Here he comes. Forecourt. Top the key. Starts to drift down the lane. Does not go. Pulls it back out. Looks at a three. Elects to bring it back out on the pass to Newton. Fakes right, drives left, goes up for the shot, no good. Rebound, battled for. Vintage comes away with it. Luke Williams has the ball. Luke will bring it across the timeline on the high dribble. Passes it over to McCormick, fires a three, it's no good. Rebound taken out of there by Will Marzay. Over to Newton, brings it forecourt right. Checked off his play by McCormick now. 6:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Marzay passed the ball. Nobody there, but retrieving it quickly was Greenlee. Drives in the lane. Pull-up jump shot rims. No good. He has been all around that cylinder. Just can't get the shooter's roll. Underneath on a good pass. Laying it up and in is Luke Williams. What a nice pass on the assist. Quickly, Napa brings it back down. Back to a double-digit lead are the Crushers now at 43-33. Still a lot of time to go, 5:45 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Game one of the big game night. There's a three-point attempt by Marzay, no good. Rebounded by Vintage, getting into the forecourt, Nothman. He'll drive the lane, but he's cut off there right as he gets inside the free throw line. Out to McCormick, tries the three, no good. Great position for the rebound by Nothman. He's in the left-hand corner. Sends the ball way back out near the center logo as it comes to Josh McCormick. McCormick setting up a deliberate pattern now as Ben Goodman, the coach on the sidelines, has drive on an ISO. They can't get it set up. Oh, underneath a shot up and good and one as they got the pass to Justin Van Maren, who was cutting through the lane, and he laid it off the backboard and was fouled by Darren Roberts on the play. Coming into the Napa High lineup, returning Logan Van Zandt and Jack Hunter. Roberts, one of those that goes out. So we have a free throw, a chance for a three-point play for Justin Van Maren, 6-foot sophomore. His free throw is good. Well, the Crushers in the second half only attempted 3 free throws, but they've made them all. Napa's attempted 4, has made 1. Napa with the ball. Now we're nearing 5 minutes. There's an interception by Coe. He gets it over to Hammerling. Now to Nothman. Over now to Mitchell. Mitchell missed the shot, gets his rebound, puts it back, no good, goes for the rebound, tips it over to Nothman. His left-handed is good! Well, great second effort there by the Crushers, and they go back up by 15 now. And Nothman on the steal, met by two in the backcourt, so he passes over to Hammerlin. Hammerlin in the forecourt now. 4.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 48-33 is the score. Napa State laying back on the defense, but now they're going to have to start pressure, and Greenlee does, and the loose ball, and they get it back to Nothman. Over to Coe. Coe starts to drive in, deflected away, and the loose ball, it goes out of bounds, but there was a foul. We'll see against whom that foul will be charged. Going to be a one-and-one situation. Gagier is going to be called for the foul. It's his first, but it should be. That was the seventh team foul. So it's a one-and-one bonus for the Crushers, and that'll put Luke Williams at the free throw line. Luke made one of those five three-pointers in the first quarter. Had a couple field goals since then. He has 7 points as he's at the foul line. He needs to make the first to get the bonus. His team just a little while ago was up by 8. Now they're up by 15. So there's still plenty of time. Napa to get back in the contest. Free throw is good. He gets the bonus. Coming into the game, Napa had a 16-5 record. Vintage was 12-9. In league play, Napa was 6-2. Vintage was 4-4. Williams at the line. Takes his time. Free throw on the way. It's no good. Hit the flange. Karen back and is taken there by Jack Hunter. And here come the Indians now into the forecourt. Will Marze. They're working it around. There is a three-point attempt. Rims no good by Hunter. Rebound taken by Vintage's Williams. Tied up and fouled in the backcourt. Napa having to get very aggressive on the defensive situation, and foul was called there, and that's on Napa's Gagier, second one he's had here in just the last couple minutes. Back at the free throw line is Luke Williams, and again on the one and one, this time he missed the first, so he doesn't get the bonus. So he made his first one tonight, then missed his next two, and here come the Indians. A pass underneath the ball. Intercepted by Nothman. A lead pass to Coe in the forecourt. Now he's going to hold it up. They're going to take a little time off the clock as the pass comes to Nothman. Nothman goes towards the right corner. Dumps a pass to Mitchell. Off of Mitchell. Out of bounds to Napa. Well, they had a little pick and roll there, and it just rolled off of Mitchell's shoulder. Just over 3.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 49-33. Vintage is still double-teaming, and Nothman steals the ball. Right side, pulls up, shoots, no good from the baseline. Rebound, it was Ethan Hammerling, but he couldn't get the shot away. It was blocked, and then there is a full timeout asked for by Napa. So we have 3:21 to go. We're in the fourth quarter, and the score is the Vintage Crushers of Napa 49 and the Napa High Indians 33. Well, just a reminder, you're in tune with KVON 1440 Napa, California, voice of the North Bay Wine Country, and streaming on the internet at KVON.com. Along with Jake Grant and Dino Alessio, this is Ira C. Smith here at the Crusher Gymnasium at Vintage High School in Napa, California, in this little big game matchup. Last time these two teams played, it was a two-point win for Napa. Right now, Napa is trailing it, but they have the ball. We're going to have to get some instant offense going. Greenlee gets the ball. Pass over the right side now to Hunter. Van Zandt back into the lineup now to Marze. He drives in. He goes up, and he scores. Will Marze gets his second basket, both of them in the second half of the game. Nothman, little shovel pass back near the center circle to Coe, gets a quick return pass. Now they're going to work on the clock, take time off the clock, That means that Knapp is going to have to get aggressive on the defense, and Van Zandt was doing just that against Nothman. He is really pressuring Nothman. And Knapp in the man-to-man, they will get the ball into Nothman. He tries a shot, no good. Rebound, Greenlee gets away from the traffic as he brings it down left side, and with a pull-up three, rims no good. Boy, Greenlee has had so many close shots that just haven't fallen for he and the Indians. 2:15 to play, fourth quarter, 49-35 now, with Nothman going to the left baseline, used up the dribble. He's toward the corner now as he brings it to Coe, fakes right, starts left, pivoting there, then driving in, and drives right in to Van Zandt. And it's not going to be Van Zandt called for the foul. It's going to be Marze. It'll be Coe going to the free throw line.
Wholesale changes.
Yeah, wholesale. Five different players coming into the lineup. Napa had 13 players listed. They had called up Ren Stoltz and Spencer Gorman and Aiden McDonald. But those called up from the freshman team haven't been in the game yet. Coe missed the free throw, and it is Roberts who grabs the rebound. Well, the Crushers have missed their last three attempts at the foul line. Coming down, Newton goes up, shoots, and scores. Here comes Napa as Isaac Newton gets his second basket here in the fourth quarter. It's still a 12-point lead for Vintage, who is slowing down the tempo considerably, really working on the clock. Nothman against Newton. Cross-court pass goes to Hammerling. Back it comes now as they work the passes against the Napa defense. Nothman getting in a little trouble. Passes over to Hammerling. Now out to Coe. Coe pivots a bit now. They're down to 5 seconds on the shot clock. That's been what they're doing. Coe looks up 2 seconds. He fires a long one. It's no good. Rebound. Then Vintage gets it back. And let's see if they try to set it up again and take the time off the clock. They appear to be doing so. Coe over to Mitchell. And there is a Vintage timeout. Too bad, but Hammerling fired a basket, shot at the basket. Just as they called a timeout, Vintage taking the timeout, and the ball went through the hoop, but not counting. Dino.
That's remarkable. Vintage, who started out the game so hot on their three-pointers, they made their first five. They're now 6 for 21. They've only made one out of their last 15. If you don't count that one that was just made after the buzzer, and of course didn't count. But Vintage is playing a really solid game. They've held the turnovers down. They have only 9 turnovers. Napa has 16, and that's been huge. Vintage also has the lead in rebounding, 39 to 34.
Well, we resume play now. We're in the final minute of the ball game. The ball is deflected, and they apparently say not touched by Napa, and it goes back over the timeline, and it is given to Napa. Napa has Newton driving in again, going up, shooting, scoring again. Newton has scored 7 points in this quarter, but we're down to 30 seconds to go, and it's a 10-point lead for the Vintage Crushers. And there is a foul. And kind of nice out of Darren Roberts after he committed the foul. He went over and apologized to the player. I don't know how often you see something like that. But I don't think you ever see it in the NBA. But it will be free throws coming for Angelo Vivan. And he's no good with the first. Angelo is a sophomore, about 5'9". Back at the foul stripe, 30 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter, and he scores. He goes 1 for 2, splitting the free throws. And Napa has made some substitutions, but they still have Newton in there. Newton drives in the lane, stops, it gets it out. There's a three-point shot way off the mark by Brandon, rebounded by Vintage. They've got a 2-on-2, driving in, going up, and missing was Russo. Vintage rebound up and good with Jack Trondley getting the follow-up and the field goal for the Crushers. That's going to end it now as time is running out. And what a change from the first time these two teams met, which was a very close game. But Vintage started out hot, and they opened up a 20-point lead early in the contest, and that made them a little bit confidence in there. So they continued to play good basketball, even though the shots were falling off. In that fourth quarter, Napa made 9 points, and Vintage made 11 points in that fourth quarter. We'll be back with a recap and get set for the big game, varsity style. Final score in the JV game. The Vintage Crushers of Napa, 52, and the Napa High Indians, 39. Oh, welcome back in. Now we're at the Crushers Gymnasium in Napa, California. Ira C. Smith along with Jake Grant and Dino Alessio. And Dino, what a contrast in that first quarter on.
Yeah, really. The Crushers at one point had a 35-15 lead. They led by 20. They ended up winning by 13. It got a little dicey there for a while as the Indians got to within 9 or 10 a couple of times. 8. Thank you, Ira. Overall for the Napa Indians, they made 18 out of 57 from the floor. They only made 1 of 14 from three-point range. Vintage was 19 for 60, so virtually identical from the floor, but 6 of their baskets were three-pointers, 5 of those coming in the first 5 minutes of the game. And Vintage also was 8 for 14 from the free throw line. The turnovers, Napa had just 16, Vintage had just 10. Napa had 9 assists on their 18 made baskets. Vintage had 11 assists on their 19 made baskets. And Vintage led in rebounding 41-35. And Vintage led in block shots 6-1. Vintage scored the first basket of the game and never was headed. There were no lead changes, no ties. Vintage wins it wire to wire. And that's the team stats for the first game, Ira.
Okay, well, thank you, Dino. And looking at individual scoring, first of all, for the Napa High Indians, their leading scorer, Greenlee. Brayton had 11 points at halftime. He wound up with 15 points as he had hit on five, or 7 field goals and was 1 out of 5 from the free throw line for 15 points. He was just a little bit off in the shooting. Came very close, but just missed. But his average coming into the game was 15.4, and he did wind up with 15 points in this game. Then second high as far as scoring was Isaiah Newton, who came off the bench, scored 7 fourth quarter points on a three-pointer and 2 two-point baskets. Will Marzay had 2 field goals for 4 points. Joe Liberte did not score. We had, we had Logan Van Zandt in there. He was second high scorer. He had 4 field goals and 1 out of 2 at the foul line for 9 points. Jack Hunter had a field goal for 2. Jack Gagier had a field goal for 2 points. And that pretty well was the story as far as scoring for the Napa Indians. Vintage Crushers had some pretty good balance in their scoring, but they were led by Logan Nothman, who hit 2 three-pointers in that first quarter. Had 8 points at the end of the first quarter, wound up with 14 points in the ball game. And at the free throw line, he made 4 out of 5. And he was the lone double-figure scorer for the Crushers, although Josh McCormick had 4 field goals. One of those was a three-pointer, so he wound up with 9 points in the game. 8 points for Luke Williams. He hit a three-pointer in that big first quarter. He was 1 for 3 at the foul line. And Josh Coe hit 2 first-half three-pointers and missed his only free throw attempt, so he had 6 points. Ethan Hammerlin was 1 for 2 at the free throw line for 1 point, but he was very aggressive on the court tonight. Jack Tronley had a late field goal for 2 points. Justin Van Maren, who is just coming back from a battle with the flu, had a pair of field goals and one for one at the foul line for 5 points. Everett Mitchell had two first quarter field goals and one in the third for 6 points in the game. And that's pretty much the scoring. Joseph Russo played a bit, did not score for the Crushers, who led 23-11 at the end of the first quarter, 35-17 at halftime, 41-30 in the third quarter, and one stage in the fourth quarter. Napa had come back within 8 points of the Crushers, but then Vintage went back on a run of about seven or eight in a row and held on for a 52-39 victory. As Vintage will close out the season next Tuesday at home against Wilsey Wood. And their record going into that game will be 13-9. They are 5-4 in the league now for Vintage. Let's see. Or, no, Napa is going to be home, I guess, against Wood next Tuesday. And the Napa Indians, we'll get it straight. They had just the one double-figure score, and so did Vintage Crushers. So that's a story of our first game. Player of the game, Dino, start with you.
I really like Nothman's performance of the Crushers. He's my guy.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. And Jake?
It's tough. I'm going to go with somebody different. I'm going to have to pick Josh Coe. You know, his numbers weren't super high, but, you know, his performance on the court was something that, you know, was worth watching, which was important.
Well, he's a very steady performer. That is good. He had a couple.
And he came back and played after that, after getting shaken up and coming out of the game for a while. He came back in. That's a great choice, Jake.
Yeah. You know, for the littlest guy on the team, he sure was the first one to jump in for rebounds. So.
All right, well, that's our story of game number one. The Napa Indians are now 6-3 in the league. They are 16-6 overall, still very respectable. But that's just a little big game. The big game is coming right up. So we invite you to stay tuned for that, and we'll be back with that second contest. The first game score, the Vintage JV's 52, Napa High 39.